About 3 or 4 months ago, I received a friend request in Facebook for an audio tech, actually, that had worked on my TV show for many, many years. And I'd lost touch with Dave. And I get this friend request from Dave, and it says, you should be friends. So I said, yes, I'll be friends with Dave. And I just clicked yes. The next day, I went and visited his profile because I didn't have time the day that I actually accepted his friend request. And I was somewhat taken aback to discover that Dave had passed. And it was his family sending out friend requests on Facebook to let people know that this person who I'd known for many years and was an acquaintance more than a really close friend, but nevertheless, somebody I cared about, had passed away. And I was torn for the longest time trying to figure out exactly what I thought. While I appreciated the information, I thought this is a terrible way to find out, but then what is a good way to find out that somebody has left us? And then it kind of grew into a different thing, and the fact that they had set up his Facebook page as a memorial page, I went and searched out some pictures and posted some pictures and traded some stories with people, and it all became, for me at least, a fairly positive experience, which was a strange way, a kind of a new digital age way of finding out that we've lost a friend. Recently, Derek Miller passed away. He was a very popular blogger, and his passing was very public. The fact that he was posting about his illness all the way through, and it's had quite a profound effect over the last couple of weeks on the entire blogosphere and the internet community. In researching Derek's passing, I came across a site called deathanddigitallegacy.com. And Adele McAleer is that's her site. She's a marketing consultant in Montreal specializing in social media. Adele, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks very much for having me on, Steve.
And your site is fairly focused, deathanddigitallegacy.com, but it's something that until this past couple of weeks, I really hadn't given a lot of thought to. But we need to think about our legacy online.
That's right. Yeah, I started speaking about this about almost 3 years ago now. And, more and more people are finally starting to talk about it. But it's true. Not a lot of people give a lot of thought to what happens to all your online stuff after you pass.
Yeah, and also the fact that it's such a public and such an openly sharing place. And things like what happened with me. Sure a lot of people have discovered that they've lost friends through Twitter or through Facebook or through some of the other social media. And they probably, like I, find it either acceptable or unacceptable, depending on the state of mood they're in and how delicate the information is presented.
Well, I'll tell you, one thing I have discovered after almost 3 years of this is everybody handles death very differently. It's a really unique experience. And this is a bit of a Wild West. There are no rules at the moment in terms of protocol. What is acceptable behavior? Somebody might be totally offended about receiving a friend request from Dave's family in the
yes.
way that you did. Yet others might seek comfort in it.
Yes. Well, ultimately, as I said, it ended up being a site that I returned to a few times. I still have kept him as a friend because his Facebook page now, and this is something that's become almost common practice, mm-hmm. his Facebook page has become a digital memorial to him.
Yes, that's correct. Now there are a couple of ways that people can go about that. They can actually request through Facebook a memorialization.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is that actually freezes the number of friends that you have. So it's not possible at that point to request more friends.
Okay.
The other thing it does is it strips out your status updates. There was one story I'd heard about a family whose son had passed away, and the son used to do status updates as haikus.
Okay.
And the way Facebook works is you don't have to be a family member or next of kin to request memorialization. So a friend of their son's submitted the request for memorialization, and Facebook went ahead and did that. And so not only did it lock the family out of the account, but it also stripped all the haikus from the account.
Oh, so you have to think very carefully about whether or not, how you want to approach it. So I think a lot of people, for a lot of us now, it's an additional thing to consider is what do we want to do with that legacy? Because for a lot of us, our Facebook account, for example, is full of lots of rich memories that somebody might enjoy going through, kind of, tiptoeing through after we're gone. For others, it might be something that they don't want anybody to see at all.
Correct. And it is a very personal decision of what you want. Some people want everything archived, and then others just want to let it all go and let it disappear. Another thing specifically with Facebook is when you do memorialize an account, it takes your name out of the algorithm that is the suggestion algorithm, where they say, hey, you should reconnect with so-and-so. You haven't talked to them in a while.
That's a good thing, because within a couple of months, if you haven't touched base with somebody or browse their profile, you're reminded that they're your friend.
That's correct. And when that person is deceased, that can be quite upsetting.
Mm-hmm. And Facebook used to just, to be fair, Facebook is probably struggling with this, as does Twitter, but they used to just, when they heard somebody deceased, just delete their account. And that all changed in 2007 after the Virginia Tech massacres. And they were petitioned by friends and family to say, you know, we'd like to keep these kids' memories alive. And this is a really good way for us to do that.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yeah. So putting some thought into it, and certainly your site is a great place to go to look at the conversation, is kind of just step one that we have to do when we consider our digital legacy.
Mm-hmm. To Facebook's credit, they are actually one of the few social networks that has a policy around death. It's not a great policy because, as I said, anyone could submit a request for memorialization. They just need to have a link to an obituary.
Okay.
So that's a bit problematic in my eye, but there are lots of things you can do. You can take a digital inventory of what you've got. What are your digital assets online? If of particular importance is anything that you're actually paying for or earn an income from. So if you have a blog that you'd like to survive you and it's privately hosted and you pay for hosting, you need to make arrangements for that, because normally hosting accounts and domain renewals are tied to your credit card. One of the first things that happens after you die is your credit card is canceled.
So what happens then if you're with a hosting, if you have a profitable small business site that your family or somebody else might pick up and run with?
Well, you need to make sure that they know where it's hosted, that you've made arrangements for the payment process to be transferred over. You need to make arrangements with your host that in the event of your passing, that somebody else will be taking it over.
Even something like name renewal will be problematic for sites because of internet.
Absolutely. And the other, quite often the problem is that there aren't any legal ways to transfer digital accounts. More often than not, there's no legal way to transfer a digital account.
Oh.
This is a problem.
And we don't have answers for this yet. We only have questions.
We have a lot of questions. What we can do, when you pass along your username and password to a family member to take over your things after you've passed, at best, that is giving somebody the permission, personal permission to impersonate you, but it does not entitle them to legal ownership of the digital asset.
And a lot of people would think that just the fact that you can get into the account gives you control of the account. That's the same as passing on control, but it really isn't.
It isn't, because all of the online services have non-transferability clauses in their terms of service.
So this is just the beginning of a conversation which will grow in importance as we move along.
Absolutely. This is going to be a very big deal, particularly if someone of notoriety passes away and has a lot of digital assets that are worth money, then I think at that point we're going to start to see some court cases.
We almost have to wait for that to happen and for our process to kind of kick in.
Sadly, that doesn't help a lot of the families who are struggling with this right now.
A good place to go and at least commiserate and share stories and gain ideas, gain a little bit of an understanding of what you can do to start helping things, make it a little bit easier for your family, especially if you're heavily engaged in digital life, is deathanddigitallegacy.com. Adele McAleer is the proprietor of that site, and I thank you very much for your time. This, I think we're going to have a conversation again, and probably in the not too distant future.
Thanks very much for having me.